This is a translation of Radhakripa Kataksha for the Tattva Darshan, verse 1. This beautiful prayer, which is so popular, at least I know at Radhakund, it's the number one hit song here for the last so many hundreds of years. And the Pandas and Brahmins and Brijvasis in general, they take shelter of this prayer like a chintamani gem. This prayer is like a wish-fulfilling gem for the Brijvasis. Any problem they have, or any siddhi or riddhi that they want to attain, any perfection and knowledge or studies or wealth or achievement or position or job or posting or graduation or the removal of some anxiety or tension, family tension or personal anxiety, or health problems, they turn to Radharani. They worship Radharani, they do prikama of Radharani, and they pray to Radharani. Stava. Vandanam. Radha Vandanam. So this is the chosen prayer because most of the Brijvasis are well aware of Shiva and Durga, and they worship them and observe Navaratri, or what do they say? Jagran. Devi Jagran. Navaratri. I think it's twice a year, actually, around Kartik time and around this time. And they understand the power and position of these great Shaktis and Shaktas of the Lord Shiva and Durga Ma. And, of course, they also worship very devoutedly Lord Ramachandra and Sita and Ramayana, and especially Ramcharitamanas. And, of course, they're the number one Ishtadev, ruling everyone else and ruling their very minds and hearts. On the Brijvasis is Radha Krishna Yugo Kishore, Radha Krishna Yugo, and their ever eternal servant Giriraj Baba. So they are the topmost worshipable entities for the Brijvasis, and so they very much like this prayer, which was given by the Rishnadev, Lord Shiva, Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, and they chant it to solve all these problems and bring about all these things. This is their chintamani. Worship of Radharani, which means, Radharani means to us, Radharani is Radhakund, but to them, Radhakund is Radharani. And they worship Radharani in the form of Radhakund with ghee and flour and so many things. And they do prikama, and they do Giriraj prikama regularly, and then they chant this prayer. When any difficulty comes, they say, oh, worship Radharani, chant Radhakripa Kataksha 108 times or whatever. In the kund or in your house or anywhere. This is verse 1, Sri Shiva Vacha. Vaninda Vrinda Vandate, Chiloka Shokaharani. Tad Vandanam, Vandate means Vandanam. This is the, in the Navavida Bhakti, this is the fifth limb of devotion. Or sixth limb of devotion, where we offer prayers after we worship the deities, then we offer prayers to the deities. Thakurji Vandanam. So they're all the greatest, all the kings, Indras, the greatest of all munis in the whole universe, including Shiva, who's one of the greatest munis in the universe. Shiva, Vashishta, Kapila, all of the greatest munis, whoever they are. Groups of them, not just one or two, like Lord Shiva offering here, but all of them, in big groups, Brinda, they offer prayers to Radharani. And then, because why do they pray to Radharani? She's Harini. There's Hara, Radha, and Hari. Why do all the Munindra, Brinda, Vandate? Why do all the best of sages offer Vandanam, prayers to Radharani? Because she can do what no other Devi can do. Sachi Devi can't do, Arundhati can't do, Durga Ma can't do, Tri Loka Shoka Harini. This Hari and Harini, Hara, Hare and Hari, Hara and Hari. Hari is Krishna, Hara is Radha. Shok, the lamentation and difficulty in the Bhur Bhuvaswa and all the three planetary systems, Triloka Shoka Harini, Radharani and only Radharani has the power to remove all that. So the Munindra, Muni Indra Brinda, Vandanam. They offer prayers to Radharani. You can do what nobody else can do. Even Shiva is saying, Sri Shiva Vacha, Urdhvanaya Tantra. He's praying, my wife Durga can't do. She can destroy the universe. She can do anything. Mahishasura, you know, she can defeat him and so much. But she can't do this, Triloka Shokaharani. So this is Radharani's Aishwarya. Her power, her majesty, her grandeur is greater than Lakshmi, greater than Sachi, greater than Durga. Then, so that's her distant appreciation of Radharani, some dur darshan, vichar. Understanding and considering Radharani and measuring her from a distance. You're powerful, you're influential, you have prabhav. But you're also sweet. You're rupam. You have rupa madhuri, guna madhuri, rupa madhuri, lila madhuri, veena madhuri. Krishna is veena madhuri, Radharani is veena madhuri. You're Venu, I'm Veena. You're Leela Madhurya, I'm Leela Madhuri. You're Prema Madhurya, I'm Prema Madhuri. You're Rupa Madhurya, I'm Rupa Madhuri. You're Sundar Sham, I'm Sundari Radha. You're Sham Sundar, I'm Radha Sundari. Isn't it? You're Sundar, I'm Sundari. This is Radha Krishna. So we go a little closer and we see Prasanna Vakcha Pankajay. Oh. Because when you go from a distance, you see that woman. That's, you know, she's the biggest movie star in Hollywood, Bollywood. You see from some distance across the parking lot. Then they say, "Do you know her? Can I meet her?" "Yeah, sure." So then you go over there. "Hi, whoever, you know, Madhuri, whoever it is." And then when the man gets closer, oh, her face is very charming, Prasanna, Bhaksha, Pankajay. And then what does it mean? Prasanna means her face is blooming with joy, Prasanna Vaktra Pankajay, like a newly born lotus. Her face is like a lotus flower, blooming with petals and blooming with Saurabh and Ganda, but blooming with joy. Flower, you can't say the flower is blooming with joy, it's blooming with beauty, blooming with color, blooming utfala, with color, rang, and saurabh, fragrance, and like this, and beauty. Prasanna Vakcha Pankajay, and then, okay, that's her rupa vichar. Now let's look at lila vichar. Is she lila madhuri? Is she rupa madhuri? Yes. Then she's nikunja bhu vilasini. She's the nikunjas, and those very, very, not kunjas, but nikunjas, nipriti nikunj. In those very secret, private places, way deep in the forest where Chandravali can't go and no spies of Chandravali, they know where those Nikunjas are. They can discover Kunjas and find, oh, Chandravali Krishna didn't come to you because he lied to you. He said he would meet you here, but he met Radharani. Where? I don't know, somewhere deep in the forest, Nibriti Nikunja, we can't find. They erased all the footprints. They used a branch of leaves, and as they walked, like American Indians, they would erase behind them. And we couldn't trace out which way they went. They got lost in the deep forest. They went so deep in the forest, there's many tigers, bears, scorpions, snakes. And we're afraid to go there, Chandravali. Oh, that's a very dangerous place. Yeah, Nikunja Bhu Vilasini. She's Vrindavan Vilasini. She's the most relishable goddess of love. So in the solitary forest of Vrindavan, Nikunja Bhu, she's enjoying sporting with Krishna. That's the Leela Vichara of Radharani. Or she's enjoying sporting. We just hear Radharani's beautiful, Radharani's powerful, majestic, and she's beautiful, and she has beautiful pastimes. With whom? And who is this Radharani anyway? Oh, you don't know Radharani. She's a daughter of a king. She's a princess. What king? A king of Braj. Well, Braj has so many kingdoms. There's this kingdom, that kingdom. No, Brajendra Bhanu Nandini. Oh, Bhanu Maharaj, Brajendra. He's the king of Braj. What part of Braj? He's the king of Barsana, Barsana kingdom. Barsani Wali Radhe Shri Radha Radha Radha. And she's a Nandini. She's a daughter of that great king, so she's a princess, a goddess, a devi. Oh, more identification of Radharani's family lineage, her parivar. She's not just some Adivasi in the forest. You know, Adivasis live in the forest and have their Kunja Leela also with their boyfriends. She's not some, what's those, Palinda. She's not some Palinda woman, some low-class Adivasi with big lips and big ears and funny bones in her ears or something. She's a princess, the daughter of a king, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Radha. Ashtasakhi Shiromani Radha. Okay, well, she's enjoying that. Who's the hero? Who's the Nayak? Oh, you don't know. He's a prince. He's a dashing prince. He's so dear to Nayak. He's so charming and funny and delightful. Oh, who's he? He's also the son of a king, Brijendra, another Brijendra, king of Braj. Oh, who is he, the king? He's the king of Nandagaon, Nandaraj, and Nandishwar. And he's Suno. He's a son. Sangate, she associates with him. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's so fortunate to enjoy with Krishna. Kada Krishyasiyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. My bhajan will become siddhi if I get Kripa. What kind of Kripa? When? I don't know when. Kada. I don't know when or when. Kada Krishyasiyamam. When Karishya. When will you do that to me? When will you give me what? Kripa Kataksha. Just that. Kripa Aksha. I. Kata, from a corner of one eye, just the corner of one eye, you'll glance to the right, and I'll see you from your right side. Or if I'm your left, you'll glance to the left, and I'll see you with your kripa drishti of your dayaak, or the kripa drishti of your bayaak, your right eye, your left eye, and then my bhajan will become siddhi, and I'll attain prema. And all your naam, rup, gun, lila, everything will be prakash in my mind and heart. This is the explanation of verse 1, and we can read the translation. O Radha, you are adored and worshipped by the best of sages. You take away all the miseries of the three worlds, O Radha. Your face joyfully blooms like a lotus flower, O Radha. You delight in playing in the love sports throughout the secret forest bowers of Brajadam. O most charming, illustrious, famous, and beautiful daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha, your father is the best of kings, Brijendra. And your closest heartfelt companion is his son of Nandaraj, the king of Vrindavan. Oh, when will you make me the object of your sidelong glance of mercy? This is the translation and small explanation of verse 1. Ashoka Vrikshavalri. The Ashoka tree, the Valari means the creepers, Vitana, they're making a canopy, a spreading canopy, Mandap, the pavilion. Mandap is pavilion. So above that pavilion is a spreading canopy. Canopy means a chata, umbrella, dome, umbrella. The Ashoka Vriksha are there in different corners, and wrapping around them are these creepers, and then the creepers reach out to another tree, and then from this tree they go up. There's four trees around the mandap, and then they reach like this, and there's a canopy. Trees around the mandap and the canopy. Ashoka, this is the Udipan, establishing the place of the Leela. And the contributing factors to Ras, because the Valari, although it's not mentioning what type, the creepers obviously are Amalati or Madhavi, and they're very fragrant, so they're dripping little bits of nectar into the center of the pavilion and giving beautiful fragrance. But creepers are such that they shield the sun, but some fine little rays come through during the day, but in the night time and that mandap, then the moon rays can filter through the little holes in between the creepers and fall in the inside the mandap. So this is Radharani is situated, stite again, stan, stite, placed, lila stan, lila stali, stite. O Radharani, you're situated inside that beautiful pavilion. Then further description, Pravalavala. Prabal means, the same as Hindi actually. Prabal means coral. There's a type of gem called coral, which is from the ocean. It's actually like it's some type of leaf that dries out very hard like a rock. And it's actually a living entity and gives up its body under the ocean. The coral is not like a rock in the earth. It's a thing that grows and its body dries out and makes a rock, coral. And it's reddish, and they have different colors, coral. And this is freshly blossomed tree sprouts. Vala means freshly blossomed, and Pallava means leaf sprouts, actually. And if you ever see a leaf when there's a bud of a flower, and then there's a leaf before it unfurls. Unfurls means opens up. When it's curled or closed, then the tip of it, the very end of it, is pinky red. Like if you see tamal. And then when it opens up, you don't see that anymore. Kind of, I don't know, grows off or something, like fingernails grow. Then it becomes green. So that's, I think that they're comparing our feet. These are adjectives and analogies to somehow try to give us an understanding of how tender Radharani's feet are and some of the nature of them. Pravala Vala Pallava Prabha. If you know Hindi, it's so easy to learn Sanskrit. All these are Hindi words. Prabha means splendorous, like Prabha Shubha Prabhat. Have you ever heard that? Good morning. Prabha means light of the morning sun, Prabha. Because it's Aruna, Prabha Aruna, the effulgence, the pink effulgence of the rising sun at dawn, Prabha Aruna. Angri means feet, and Komal means soft. Komala Shraddha, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Vaishnava Praya has Komala Shraddha. So this is a description of Radharani's feet, because it says, Vitana Mandap Stite, that someone's situated there inside that Mandap, that Keli Mandir, that Mandap. And who is it? It's Radharani, because it's a description of Radharani's Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. So here we're hearing some description of her Leela Stali, this beautiful Mandap in the middle of the Ashok Grove, which is made fragrant by the Valaris. The beautiful creepers climbing up the Ashok tree. And Radharani is situated in there. And when you peek in there, what do you see when you're looking at Mandap? You see Radharani's feet. And they're being described in one line here. How beautiful are Radharani's feet? Because situated there is Radharani's transcendental body form. She is. She's there. And if we start appreciating Radharani's beauty from her feet, and we understand they're very soft, and her Angri Komale, her soft feet, and there's an effulgence coming there from Radharani's feet. It's not from lack dye either. It's actually the natural effulgence of her feet, which is compared to Prabhavala Pallava. It's the reddish, coral reddish color of a freshly blossomed leaf of a tree, sprouting leaf. Or it can also mean a sprout of a tree if you've ever done gardening, because both things you'll see red. If you do gardening and you plant a seed of a tree, when it first, it's called ankur, like we say, prem ankur. Bhav is the sprout of prem ankur. Ankur means sprout. When it first pops up above the ground, that tree is a little pink on the top. That's the top part. So this is describing the rung, the color of Radharani's, the bottom of Radharani's feet. They're very soft. That's characteristic of Radharani and her devotees. Then Vrabhaya, Abhaya Charanaravinda Ki Jai. Abhaya. I mean, it's so easy. What are you looking at me for? You can if you know Hindi, you can translate every single word. Vara means to bless, and it's a boon. Vara means a boon or benediction. And Abhaya means fearlessness. Spurti means spurti means manifestation, vision, manifestation, appearance. So spurat. Spurti, spurat, all these words. Kari means you do. It's just so easy. If I knew Hindi, I could translate like blindly. Prabhayasprat kare. Just with a, she just raises her hand, and she manifests fearlessness. Just go like this. Just if I look at your hand, I see the palm of your hand, and I become fearless. Vrabhaya, she manifests the blessing and boon of fearlessness for her devotees. Prabhutta sampadale, sampat. Sampat means, sampati means lots of wealth. Alaya means a house of wealth. You've heard of Bhojanalaya, Laya, Vidyalaya. Alaya means Himalaya. Have you ever heard of Himalaya? An abode of snow, a house of snow, lots of snow. Him means snow. Himalaya, Bhojanalaya, Bhojanalaya, Vidyalaya, Alaya. So, Sampad means, like we say, Asura Sampad. Sampad means, like we say, Daiva Sampad, the qualities of the devotee, and Asura Sampad means his opulence, the opulences of a demon. Ishvara Mahambhogi Sraham Balavan Sukhi, this pride, this blind pride in themselves and 100% confidence that they can do anything because they're the supreme controllers. This is Asura Sampat. Divine riches and opulences and Alaye. You are the mountain of it, the abode of it, the house of it. Prabhutta. Prabhutta means profuse. So you spurat kare. With your raised hand, it signifies the blessings of fearlessness and divine riches and wealth and everything. People, usually every Lakshmi Devi deity, Lakshmi Narayan, temples are everywhere around. There's one there on the way to Mathura. And you always see Lakshmi Devi's hand is left hand, right hand is raised, left hand is carrying, is having lotus flower. Like Radharani carries lotus flower in her left hand. But she doesn't go, her hands are not like this, her hands are like this. Radharani's hands are always in this mudra. This is dancing mudra. This is varakari. This is blessing mudra. This type of mudra for blessing. So Devi's demigoddesses and Lakshmi Devi, they always have this hand like that. And in Delhi temple, Sita Devi's hand is like this. Because everyone but Radharani, all Shaktis but Radharani are blessing gods. Lakshmi is a consort of Vishnu, Sita is a consort of Ram, and they're busy with this Aishwarya Vichara, this blessing the public and helping the public. This beautiful mandap in the forest of Vrindavan, Ashoka Vrikshavallari, Ashoka Vrikshavallari, Vitana Mandapastate, Prabal Vala Palava. When you know the meaning of the words, then you, that's why I said, if you chant this prayer 108 times, and the Radhakun, you'll have darshan of Radharani for sure. And even you'll have spurti when you chant it any time. So we're saying how Radharani is not busy raising her hand giving blessings like every other Shakti. She's simply dancing. The other Devis, Lakshmi, Sita, they're involved with the conditioned souls. But Radharani is only with Krishna. When she wants to get involved with conditioned souls, she becomes Gauranga and distributes her karuna through his form. The karuna gore is Radha's karuna. The mukti shakti is Krishna shakti. But the karuna and the love and the karuna is Radharani, the Ladini. Karuna is Ladini, an aspect of Ladini. It can't but be. So, Radharani, her karuna is her lila. So she's either offering tambo with this mudra, and you see so many deities. So the translation of verse 2 from Radha Kripa Kadaksha. O Radha, You're situated in a pavilion beneath a canopy of creepers spread over the branches of the blooming Ashok trees. O you whose soft, O Radha, your soft and delicate lotus feet radiate, that's Prabhuta, I believe. Prabhuta. They radiate a pinkish glow like the freshly sprouted coral-like tree buds. O Radha, with your upraised hand, you bestow upon your devotees the benediction of absolute fearlessness. So when she raises her hand, I've never seen. I've only seen Radharani. I mean, people buy deities of Lakshmi, they say it's Radharani. If there's anyone worshipping Radharani like that, it's really Lakshmi. And a lot of the deities of Prabhupada installed, he has a hand up like that. The deities of Prabhupada installed, they have their hand, Radharani has her hand raised. And that, why is that? Because Prabhupada said we're worshipping Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. So it should be very formal and crowns and no hair in the front or anything. It was never done. When the Prajaris would ask, they said, no, Radharani's hair should be behind her ears, her wig or whatever. And then now things change. But, and we followed that, and it was Prabhupada's wish to present Radharani in a very formal and proper and opulently dressed way. And even sometimes, 73 or 4, one temple, they dressed Radharani just with a sari and a garland of leaves and a garland of flowers and no real jewelry. And they made a poster of it even also and distributed Radha and Krishna poster. Prabhupada said, what is this? This is like hippie consciousness. Looks like he's just a flower girl. Because in the 60s, girls would put flowers in their hair. And it was like kind of the scene, the natural look. And where leaves and all these things I've seen. And Prabhupada said, no, we should be more respectful and formal in the worship of Radharani. So this... So Prabhupada, because of that, most of the Radharani deities in ISKCON are like that. But then there's exceptions. So when Prabhupada, he made the deities of Radha Madhav, Radharani's offering Tambal to Madhav. You know, the original deities are Ashtadhatu that Prabhupada installed, and they were there until 19... I mean, they're still there as the one and only deities. They were Utsav and everything deities of ISKCON Mayapur until 1986, I suppose, or whenever they installed Radha Madhav. And those deities were in Berkeley, and we worshipped deities, Radha Gokulananda, and they were there installed in 1968 in the Tambal. And the same deities were installed in Boston, and Satsrup Maharaj was there, and Tambal. So there are deities like that. As far as Radharani, because we're describing Radharani in a mandap, and this is her Nitya Leela. It's not in a mandir as a murti. So if she's going to bestow the boon of benediction of fearlessness from this position, that she's not going to, she'll be like this, offering tambal, or she'll be dancing. If she's in the, if Radharani's in the mandap with Krishna, then she'll be offering him tambal, like the deities. Even the tambal is carved there on the Ashtadhatu, and it's usually painted green. And her fingers, you can see. And so, that's how she'll give blessings, just by her, that mudra. I don't think Radharani's going to stop in a kunjan like this. So your upraised hand bestows, because it says Varabhaya Spuratkare. It doesn't say upraised, it says Spuratkare, that you manifest with your hands. Because here it says Kare, and he translates Kara means hand, Kartal. O you whose raised hand signifies such blessings. So maybe there's some pastime where Radharani raises her hand. But even when Narada Muni asked for darshan at Radharani's avirbhav and revel, and she was a small baby, and he said, I want to see your Kishori Roop, because I know you have a Kishori Roop. And so she did, and then she appeared like this, which is this painting, and there's so many renditions of this painting done by hundreds of artists throughout the centuries of Radharani. So, and that she said, that was the pose that she gave blessings to Narada Muni in Ravel on Radhastami when Radharani appeared. She was in their cradle as a baby, and she manifested. Then everybody came and disappeared. So that's not even there. It's not really raised. I'm just meditating that this hand is on my head, then I become fearless and I get all prabhuta sampad aliye, all riches and opulences that I'm named after. I'm named Mahanidhi Das. So that means he's a servant of the greatest treasures and opulences. Nidhi means treasures and gems and opulences. So the greatest treasures and gems and opulences are in the possession of Radharani. And that means prema, braja prema. So that's a general understanding of the meaning. It means he's a servant of the greatest treasure and wealth of braja prema, Radharani's love of Krishna. That's a nice name. Although, from the... It's an interesting name because in the Vishnu Sahasranam you'll find that name describing Vishnu, Mahanidhi. That the Lord Vishnu is the source of all treasures. He's the greatest treasure, greatest wealth. But then in Brahma Puran they have 1,000 names of Radha. And there they have Mahanidhi as the name of Radha. So what was Prabhupada thinking? Was he thinking of this Shastra? Which I'm aware of, it's in Hindi. Verse 3. Ananga Ranga Mangala Prasanga Bangura Prabham. Ananga means Cupid or Kamadev. Ranga means to delight and play. Mangal, you know, auspicious. And Prasanga means contact and association. Bangura means crookedly bending, like Banga, Banki Bihari, Tri Bangi, Tri Banga Lalitam, Niyata Prakasha. And Bruvam is like Gita, Krishna says, Madhya Bru. You should do Dhyana Madhya Bru. You should meditate in the middle of your eyebrows. That's in 6th chapter of Gita. And Savi Brahmam. With amorous delusion, Sa, when she's in association with Krishna, Sa, him, then Vi, completely. Vishesh Brahm, she's completely deluded and bewildered by amorous delusions. So this is Anangaranga. Anangaranga means delighting in love sports. They're very auspicious by contact with her beloved, upon whom she casts her Bangura Bruvam, her crookedly bending eyebrows. And then he becomes bewildered, and so does she. And then again, Driganta, then Sasambramam. Sasambramam means with noble submission. Driganta, corner of the eyes. Ban means arrows. Then Patane means shooting and striking. Nirantaram, Antara means, Ant means end, and Nira means no end. So for all eternity, eternal time is Nirantaram. Vashikrita. Vashi means control. Like we say, one of the qualities of Krishna is Prem Vashi Bhut. Prem Vashi Bhut means he's subdued or controlled by Prem, pure love, Krishna. So Vashi Krita means Radharani. She subdued into complete submissive control. Pratita means absolute conviction and self-surrender. Nanda Nandane. Oh, Radha, with all these powers and abilities, you affect the delightful son of Nanda with your glance. Oh, Kada, when will you make me Iha. Iha means here. Like we'll see in today's verse, it says Neha. Neha. Means not here. You should Neha stayam. Stayam. You should not stay here. He's telling the gopis, you should not stay here. You should go home. But then we'll see how Vishnu breaks it up. Na iha. Anyway, that's today's class in this verse. Iha means here. Kada krishya siyam siha. You know, we say kada or when krishya si will you make iha. Krishya siha, right? We say kada krishya siha. Krishya si, like karma, do. You make iha here. When will you make, or when will you do iha here in Sri Vrindavan? Bestow your sidelong glance upon me. Bhajanam means make me the object, bhajanam. So it's very interesting exactness that Shiva's explaining here, because he, of course, resides in Vrindavan as Gopeshwar, and he's also longing for the sidelong glance of Radha. So he's saying here, here in Vrindavan is where you'll get darshan of Radharani. Here in Vrindavan is where Radharani will glance at you. That's why Rupa Goswami encourages, you want to realize Radharani and Krishna, then Mathura Mandala Stale, Panchanga Bhakti, then reside in Mathura Mandala, because that's where Radharani lives. So somehow or other, if one has a Sukriti from Janam, or he collects a Sukriti by satsang, associating with satjanas. Satjanas means those that represent those living entities, those persons that represent eternality. A satjana is a sadhu, that he creates Sukriti. Prabhupada was with his disciples, and they said, Prabhupada, only by great fortune one gets to associate with a pure devotee, a Shuddh Bhakta. But we're most unfortunate residents of Kali Yuga, and we are born here and have very bad lives, and so many sins and things we did wrong, very irreligious or seemingly. And how we were able to have that Sukriti, that good deeds, what good deeds did we perform or collect Sukriti to fructify in Sarusanga? Because Divyanmukhi Sukriti, those Divya, those transcendental good things we do, like Agyata Sukriti or Agyata Sukriti, knowingly or unknowingly we serve a sadhu or we serve Krishna or Vaishnavas, then we get reward in terms of Divyanmukhi Sukriti, which we get the fruits of that, which are spiritual. So if we do spiritual activities, Sukriti, then we get the Divya Sukriti, that's spiritual good deeds. Then the result is we meet sadhus. So we didn't do anything, so how do we meet you? How do we gain your association? And Prabhupada said, I have created your Sukriti. I have created your Sukriti. In other words, Prabhupada gave it. Because he came to New York and he said, these people have no Sukriti to meet me. They have no Sukriti to hear from me. So I will create it. I will give it to them. How will I give it to them? By chanting Shudanam. I will go amongst them and sit down in the park. Because why do I go to the park? I could go to the subway. I could go to the train station. I can go to the bus station. But that's not where the fallen people are. The fallen people are in the parks, lying under the trees, like hippies, like sadhus, like vairagis, with their girlfriends, playing their guitars, they're in the parks. So Prabhupada, New York City has so many venues for chanting Hare Krishna and preaching, but Prabhupada specifically chose Tompkins Square Park, which was nearby where he lived. And because when he went there, there's so many young people sitting on benches with their girlfriends and playing their guitars under the trees, and they're just where people go to relax. And it's sattvic. A park is sattvic. So the very environment encourages higher thinking or more balanced, peaceful vibrations. So this is a conducive environment to chant Shudanam. And Prabhupada's plan was very successful. People were attracted, oh, this is such attractive personality and unique. And his naam, this something he's chanting, I don't know what it is. Who knows? Who knew what it was? Jing, 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 jing. No one knows. It's the Hare Krishna mantra. No one has the slightest idea. In India, if you see someone, Daddy, what's he doing? Anyone can tell the child, oh, that man, he's some sadhu. He's making music. He's glorifying God, saying Sri Ram or Hare Krishna. Any Indian man can tell. But do you think anyone in New York City had the slightest idea what Prabhupada was doing? What's in his hands? Cartels? No one ever saw in their entire existence a pair of cartels. No one ever heard once in their entire life a pair of cartels. No one ever saw a man with something on his forehead other than his forehead. And no one ever saw a man with a shaved head except some Buddhist monk, which you rarely see. And there he is, sitting in New York under the tree, looking completely otherworldly, out of this world, ancient, old, immovable, grave, compassionate, something mysterious but yet attractive, something powerful yet charming. This is the visage and countenance of Prabhupada, his prabhav. So the people come, you see the pictures, they're looking. All the people are like this. You see those pictures. People are like this. When you, as I told you about body language, I told you before, if you're in some situation where someone's going to give you the sauce, and you want to keep it from affecting you, you go like this. This is what they call a kavacha. So if you're preaching to someone and he does this pose, you know that means I'm not accepting what you say. And I'm not going to let it touch my heart, and automatically. So what is this Krishna consciousness about? If he's like this, it's not worth, he has to relax. And when he lets his arms down, if he lets his arms down and his chest is open, then your words can touch his heart. And Mahamantra Das and I in Delhi, we had a direct experience of this. We were walking by the Shiva temple on the hill behind the Easter Kailash is what it's called. On top of that temple, there's a 200-year-old Shiva Linga there, a very powerful deity of Shiva. We would often frequent there and go there to pray during our sojourn there in Delhi. So he was walking there on those hills. It's a park. So we met. And he met this son of the Saivite. So the son was saying, oh, you're so wealthy over there. Why don't you donate here and develop our temple? And then he was standing like this. So, you know, he saw us. Why don't you? Like, he was like this. So Ma Mantra started to say, well, you have been a Saivite for so many years. Why haven't you done anything? You're also working. Because he's a professional person. He owns the temple. And so he was right. Well, do you know? He threw it right back at him. Because, you know, he's, why are you putting that? You're the Saivite. Why didn't you never put one penny? I mean, there's something going on. And then he tried to preach to him. And I told him, I said, Ma Mantra, just relax, you know. Just speak. He's not going to hear you. Nothing's going to happen. He was very belligerent and anti-message. Not receptive at all, just like tit for tat. And then I said, "Say, just be friendly, just be nice." I said to Mahamantra. So I said, "Can you know English?" And I said, "Actually, I very much appreciate your temple. I come here. Why am I here? I came from America. I like to come here with Lord Shiva. He's the greatest Vaishnava. He's very old and powerful. And I pray here and I chant my mala here sometimes because it's a lonely, quiet place and there's usually no one here except on Monday. And the temple is too much disturbance for me. And the room is bang, bang, bang." And so then he says, oh, you know about Lord Shiva. He said, what do you know about Lord Shiva? And he put his arms down like this. Then he was like, relax. And I was speaking. I said, Mahamantra, now preach to him in Hindi. Because he was like normal person. Not, this is means on guard, I'm guarded. So then they started, after some few minutes, they were laughing together. And then he was inviting him, please come for a Sunday feast. He said, yeah, yeah, I'll come. And so, because we studied many things in school and outside. So Radharani, she's also controlling Krishna. She's praying Vashibhut. We said, Vashikrita. That's Radharani's quality. Krishna is controlled by prem, and Radharani has the greatest prem of all, her Mahabhav, her Divyanmad Mahabhav. So obviously, because she has the most prem, and it is only prem alone which controls Krishna. Prem Vashi, Vashi means control. Prem Vashi Bhut, this is his quality. So Radharani continuously subdues Nanda Nandan into complete surrender unto herself. So Krishna says, sasambrahman, sasambrahman means with noble submission. And how does she do that? It's not very difficult. She doesn't have to wrestle him and pull his arm behind his back. Say, uncle. okay, I surrender. She doesn't even have to touch him. If you have some opponent comes to you and you want to make him submit, then you have to throw him on the ground, or you have to tie him up or put him in a straitjacket. Radharani doesn't even have to touch her opponent to defeat him. Just as sidelong, Driganta Vana Patane. Is this? Patane means to shoot. Doom. By shooting and striking Krishna with her drig, her glance, her full glance? No, only her anta, the corner of her glance. That is her bhan. Bhana means arrow. With the arrow of a corner of her glance, Parameshwara Krishna is finished. It's complete submission. Pugri at her feet. Murli at her feet. Peacock feather at her feet. Kneeling at her feet. Pugri is there. Flute is there. Peacock feather is there. Looking up, submission in his eyes, and Radharani's there on her Divyasan. Yes. Looking at, oh, please engage me. This is Prem Vashibhut of Radharani. So this verse is just showing Vrindavaneshri at her best, that she's really the queen and controller of Vrindavan and everyone in Vrindavan, even the son of the king of Nandagram. He has more cows, more power, a bigger palace. Her father's palace is only 30 rooms. Nanda Baba's palace is 56 rooms. Her father has 5 lakhs of cows. Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakhs of cows. And he has so many villages under his control, Nandagaon, Tan, or whatever they call it, Tela, Telsil, whatever it is. And there's so many small villages. It's like Radhakund is a post office. But there's like 100 villages here that have no post office. They're all under Radhakund post office. Then Smukurai and Arya, you know, so many, all these little pond, this one, that, whenever they are. So Nandagram has so many villages, more, but yet, so his son Nandanandan should be so powerful. No, that little girl from Barsana, that little tender girl from Barsana is fully controlling him, that Barsana Wali. She's a Barsana Wali, but she's controlling the Jagadish. So she subdues the son of Nanda into complete surrender unto herself by piercing him with the arrows of her loving glances shot from the very corners of her eyes. And these glances are laden with amorous delusions. It says, Savibrahmam. Bangura Bruvam Savibrahmam. Bangura. There's two descriptions here of the Radharani's sidelong glances from the corners of her eyes. Bangura Bruvam Savibrahmam, and then Drigantavana Pantanai. Savi, they're mixed with so much delusions. Sub Vibram. She has a magic potion magic potion in their eyes. A potion means like some vibhuti, some liquid, a potion, magic potion from her eyes, that when she, like someone may give you some datura and some powder mixed in some datura, they can take and mix in ladu and they give it to you. And you eat that ladu, then you go like crazy. So Radharani is with just her eyes. She's creating Bangura Bruvam Savibram. Means, with your crookedly bending eyebrows, just her eyebrows, her eyebrows make, hypnotize Krishna with a magic potion where he becomes Savibram. He becomes completely deluded with amorous desires. He's just kind of like, oh, what's happening? And then, oh, so my eyebrows have done that, my bru, Bangura, by my, it's like a bow. The eyebrows are like a bow. Ladies' eyebrows are any, they're kind of like this. So she just moves her eyebrows and Krishna's like, Vibram. Then she says, oh, it's like you may shoot an animal and then animal's partially dead and just kind of tottering. And oh, then, toom, one more. It's like in this movies, you know, they shoot the guy one time and he's like, oh, you're still alive. So now and then Radharani says, oh, you're just spinning and whirling. Okay, now I'll give you an arrow. This is my bow and this is my arrow. Toom. Then, like a banana tree cut down by a whirlwind. This is what it's telling you. And then, she inspires Krishna with feelings of most reverential submission. Dakshin Bhav. Further stimulated by your crookedly bending eyebrows that dance the most auspicious sportive interest of the God of love. When, oh when, will you make me the object of your sidelong glance of mercy? This Lord Shiva really understands who's the boss of Vrindavan. Vashikrita, subdued, complete submission and control. Pratita, absolute conviction and self-surrender. So she bewilders him so much with her shooting and striking of her eyebrow and her eyebrows and her sidelong glances that Krishna becomes totally submissive and defeated at her lotus feet. Dasu smi. He becomes dasi anodasi anodasi. He serves Radha's feet, and if she's not favorable, then he tries to serve Lalita's feet. And if she's not favorable, then he serves Amanjari's feet. So in this way, Krishna becomes Gopi, Gopi Ishwari, Dasi Anodasi Anodasi. Because the Ishwari of all the Gopis, what do the Gopis call Radharani? They call her Ishwari. Hey Ishwari, hey Swamini. They call her Swamini, they call her Ishwari. So Krishna becomes Gopi, Ishwari, Dasi, Anudasi, Anudasi to gain the favor of Radharani because she's praying Vashibhut. This is the explanation of the third verse of Radhakripa Kataksha.
Tadit Suvarna Champaka Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe. This is describing the Rupa Madhurya of Radharani. Her complexion, her skin tone, and her eyes. These two, her eyes, just her eyes and her skin tone, an entire verse to describe it. That her gauri, her complexion is very fair. She's fair, gaura, white, whitish, goldish, fair complexion. And her complexion is a mixture of the effulgence and color of lightning, golden champak flowers, suvarna champak, or you can break it up the other way, suvarna. Pure gold or champak, fresh champak flowers. But I prefer to say that her complexion is like brilliant, lightning-like golden champak flowers. And her pradit, you know Deepavali. Deep means light, and the prefix pra means excessive or like lots of. For Krishna, in a deep, brilliantly effulgent, deep to effulgent, brilliantly. So her complexion is, she's brilliantly effulgent, and it's a mixture of lightning and gold and golden champak flowers. That's her Gaura Vigraha. Her entire form is like that. Such, so tantalizing and scintillating and radiating and beautiful and attractive and deep. That's her complexion. Mukha Prabha Parasta. And then it says, her mukha means her face. And Prabha means it's splendorous. We know when we're young, young boy or young man, young woman, their face has lots of tej, depending on the mode of nature they're in, but there's lots of light and tej there in the young person's face. Old person's face, like me, gets dark and dull, not so much effulgent. But Radharani is only 14, so her face is Mukha Prabha Parasta. And Parasta means eclipsed. What's eclipsed then? Her face is so Prabha, like we say Chandra Prabha, Surya Prabha, the effulgence, the light of the sun or moon. Then this word Parasta means eclipsed and put to shame. That's why when Krishna sometimes calls, oh, Radharani, he holds her chin and says, oh, look at the Chandra Prabha, but your face is Chandramukhi. And she looks at him, what? You know, he looks at him like, well, you think this is a compliment? They call me Chandramukhi? Ordinarily, if you call someone, oh, your face is Chandramukhi, your face is like the moon. And Radharani, she's thinking, what is this? My face puts to shame Koti, Koti, Koti Chandras. And that's what Lord Shiva understands. So he says, for us the Koti Sharadendu Mandale. Mandale means a circle, the orb, and not just an ordinary moon, but the number one moon, the number one. There's only 12 moons in this race. In this contest, every year there's a contest. The 12 moons compete for the crown. And who's the number? Who wins the crown? Who's the biggest moon, the brightest moon, the most beautiful moon? Sharad Purnima, which is actually Ashwin Maina Purnima. It's called the Sharad Ritu. Sharad Ritu Purnima. So it says Sharad Endu. Endu means moon, like Induleka. She wears a whitish color sari, Indu. And she's very soft and cooling and refreshing to be with, like the moon shine, into like a Saki. And so Mandalay, the Indu Mandalay means that the full moon at Sharad season, Koti Parasta Koti, Radharani destroys and eclipses and puts to shame millions of those. What is this Chandramukhi? Ah. Then Radharani goes in Man again. Krishna tried to compliment and flatter Radharani to break her man by saying, oh, she was like this, and he took her chin. Radha, but your face, why you're not showing me your face? You're so, why are you maintaining this unfavorable mood? Your face is like Chandra, you're like Chandramukhi. Chandra? Mukhi? Chandra means who? Chandravali, who is that? Her rival! Or at the anti-party, the competitor, Chandra. What's he saying? That word? And that moon? That word, that one, and this moon? Are you crazy? Then, double man. Double man. Krishna has a big problem in his hands. So this is Mukha Prabha Parasta Koti Sharadendu Mandale. Koti Sharad Indu, autumn full moons. Thus conquers, she conquers a multitude, a mandalay, a whole circle of moons, a mandalay, a whole circle of full moons, and millions of circles of full moons. And this is something vichitra. Vichitra means amazing. Vichitra, chitra. It's vichitra, chitra. And that's amazing itself. But now there's something even more amazing. Vichitra chitra sancharach chakora shava lochani. One word, lochan, means her eyes. Padma lochan, her eyes. then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words, 5 adjectives to describe her eyes. Lochane is at the end. Vigrahe mandale lochane, vigrahe mandale lochane. That's the end line. Chitra Radharani's eyes, her pair of eyes, they're vichitra. They're what? Amazing. And chitra, they're wonderful. And what makes them so amazing and wonderful? Sancharat. You heard of Sanchari Bhav? You've heard of Vyavachari Bhav? 33 Vyavachari Bhavs and Ras Alankar. And what makes Bhakti Ras is a mixture of 5 bhavas. Vibhav, Anubhav, Sanchari Bhav, Sattvic Bhav, and Sthayi Bhav. They mix together and produce this nectar ras of Madhuri or whatever. So this Sanchari means moving. They say like a wave rises in the ocean and settles back into it. So the ocean of Sthayi Bhav, the ocean of ecstatic conjugal Sringar Ras, every once in a while a wave rises up and then it nourishes and pushes that ocean higher, and then it comes back down to its normal level. A wave is up and then it goes, merges back in the ocean. So Sanchari means a wave. So you can think of, you can learn the Chitra Chitra Sancharach. Her eyes are always moving. That makes her eyes wonderful. Not just looking like dull, always restlessly moving, like Kanchan bird. Here, her eyes are, Kanchan bird, wagtail bird is moving like this on the, walks on the, like sandpiper, they say in English, sandpiper. He walks on the sand with long legs and he's always going like this. So the Radharani's eyes. But here, it's comparing Radharani's eyes are looking here and there, Sancharach, Sister Sancharach, Vichitra Chitra Lochane, Vichitra Chitra Sancharach Lochane. Her eyes are so amazing and wonderful, and they're always moving to and fro. Why? And they're compared to Chakora Shava. A chakora is a partridge. In English, it's called a partridge. It's kind of like a fat pigeon of types. Partridge. Partridge in the pear tree or something like that. Some children's stories. Chakora Shava means young chakora birds. They're actually chakori because chakora, they exist on the moonbeams. They drink the moonbeams, the nectar of the moonbeams. Chakora and chakori. Female. So Radharani's eyes are moving, her wonderful, amazing eyes are going, moving to and fro here and there, like chakora birds, looking for what? Looking for that rasa of Prabha from Krishna Chandra's lotus face. Where is that full moon of Krishna's face rising over the kunjas of Vrindavan? Where is he? Is he coming? Where is he? And when she sees Krishna's face coming to the kunja on her way on the Abhisar, she's waiting, she's looking out of the Kunja door, the Kunja Mandir, and she sees Krishna coming. And the appearance of Krishna's face before her eyes is like the appearance of the full moon. The full moon shined before the eyes of the chakora. So her eyes are like chakora, and the chakora bird runs to those full moon beams and drinks them deeply and feels so happy and enervated, inspired, and enlivened. So Radharani's eyes are moving to and fro. Where is that moon? There he is. And her eyes run and drink that nectar. This is what is all being told here in this Rup Guna Leela line. That's why I'm saying if you chant this prayer, and especially in the Radhakund, in the Leela style of Radhakund where Radharani manifests in the water, you'll have darshan of Radharani. And you'll see this, and you'll see her eyes, and you'll see Krishna coming, and all this you'll see. Kada Krishi Siyamam Kripa Kadaksha Vajanam. When will she bless me in this way? With a special Kripa Kadaksha, a special sidelong glance of your mercy. O Radhika, your form has fair complexion with the brilliant hue of lightning, pure gold and champak flowers, golden champak, swarna champak. And Radharani, your facial splendor eclipses the aura of millions of autumn moons. O Radhika, your eyes restlessly move to and fro, just like young chakora birds. and thus make astonishing expressions from moment to moment. Vichitra. Astonishing, amazing expressions from moment to moment. Oh, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of overflowing grace? So someone may see, oh, this is describing the Rupa Madhurya of Radha. But it's also describing the Guna Madhurya and the Leela Madhurya. Because if you have someone's form, and you have someone's form, they're sitting there, there may be a meditation. So you don't see much of their qualities or their activities, but then they get up and start moving and speaking and acting. And if you get up and move with them, then you observe their qualities and then their activities, or in this case, pastimes. So Radharani is not a static painting on the wall. When you read this, you're capturing for a second what appears externally to be the description of her complexion and her eyes. That means you have her form, but she's going to just stand there and look at you, and she's going to move. Then you see all these, so many pastimes will come through this one point. So if you have form of Radha and Krishna in your mind, then you must have Leela. They'll come together. Form, Rup, Guna, and Leela will come together. So this is verse number 4 from Radha Kripa Kataksha. This is Madan Madati. Mada, I think everyone knows that she's Mada Unmad. She's wildly intoxicated. Ati. Ati means extremely. And what she's wildly and madly intoxicated with her own eternal youth. Yovane. You whose fresh eternal youth is such that it maddens you with joy and makes you madly, wildly intoxicated. Pramod means great delight. Man. Jealous, pouting anger. Mundate, oh, you are thus decorated. This the same word as mandanam in this verse, smara garala kandanam, where in Gita Govind, where Krishna's petitioning Radharani to offer her feet so he can decorate his head with them, he says smara garala mandanam. Smaragarala Kandanam. Then he says, Mandanam. You know that verse? He says that I am burning Smaragarala Kandanam. I am burning in this fire. Kandanam means endless. No, an endless fire of lust and desire for you. And then something. Mama Shirsa Mandanam. Mandanam means ornament. Or decorate my head, Dehi Padapalava Mudara Matavam. Please give me your feet to become an ornament on my forehead. So, this same phrase is here in this verse. He's saying, Mandanam, Mandate, that you are decorated. Oh, Radharani, you are Mandate, you are decorated with what? With your jealous, pouting anger, and you greatly delight in that. Oh, you are decorated by the great delight of your mood of jealous pouting. Pouting means man, contrary mood. Then priya anurag ranjate. Who is your priya? Your priya is your beloved Shamsundar. And anurag is your pure loving affection. And ranjate means you are thus dyed. Or colored, like D-Y-E, dyed. You who are dyed in pure loving affection for your beloved Shamsundar, Anurag, Ranjate, you're dyed, you're just fully colored with that Anurag for your Priyaji. Kalavilas Pandite, you're a pundit. You're very learned and realized in the Kalavilas. Kalavilas means all the arts, all the classical 64 arts, and vilas means especially vilas, rati vilas, bhog vilas, means loving pastimes. Vilas means loving pastimes of sheer enjoyment. So she's a pundit. Radharani, you are fully learned in all the 64 arts of loving pastimes of sheer enjoyment. That's why you're the greatest gopi, because you please and satisfy Krishna more than any other gopi. So therefore you're known as Kalavati Radha. Kalavilasa Pandite Ananya Danya Kunja Raja. You're the Raj, the Kunja Raj. It says Ananya Danya. Ananya means the exclusively incomparable, gloriously opulent Kunja Raja in the royal kingdom of the forest bowers. Kamakeli, amorous pastimes of pure divine lust. Kovide, expert. Kovida means expert. Oh, Radharani, you're so expert. You're expert in all the various arts of amorous loving expressions. And you're most learned in designing love sports. That kala, that gives her that skill. She's a pundit. You're learned in designing love sports within the matchless opulent kingdom of glorious forest groves. Within the matchless opulent kingdom. Danya means opulent, and Danya means opulent, and Kunja Raja, opulent kingdom of Kunjas, incomparable, and you're expert in the Kamakeli, and the Kamakeli Kala, and the art of intimate amorous love. You're most learned in designing love sports, but then designing and creating newer love sports for the pleasure of your Priya Sham within the Ananya Danya Raja Kunja, within the matchless opulent kingdom of glorious forest groves. There's a little bit of Aishwarya there, but it just enhances the Madhurya of the Kamakeli, the Kunja Kamakeli. Oh, when will you make me the object of your sidelong glance of mercy? So that's so much Leela is there. Radharani is an Unmad Mahabhav, Unmadani Radha, Divya Unmad Radha. And that's her greatest ornament, her Mandate. And she's proud of that. She delights, she's proud of her Unmad Mahabhav. Man can mean a state of, and she's pouting sometimes. One feature of her madness is she pouts for no reason at all. She shows a contrary or unfavorable mood towards Krishna. It's called Ahoituki Man. There's no cause. She just feels like it. Being in opposition and playing hard to get. And that's her ornament. She's decorated with this, delighting in Man, and she's intoxicated with her own youth. And she's so beautiful and so wonderful that she knows she can control Krishna, and she does at every opportunity control Krishna, make him dance according to her orders. Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nath. I'm dancing as she gives the agya. She gives the guru agya, and then I dance. I sit, I walk, I surrender. Do you ever find any example of Radharani dressing up as a man to win Krishna's hand? Only in Govinda Lilamrita, when they're in the kunja, they play some tricks on the gopis and exchange clothes. And Radharani becomes a meditating yogi and dresses up as Krishna and sits in a Padmasana and pretends to meditate on Radharani. And Krishna paints her with musk and different colors to look like her. I'm look like him. And it's a whole thing like this. But Krishna, numerous and unlimited times, he disguises himself as a woman, a gopi, Shamala Sakhi, to break Radharani's man. So she delights in this man, Pramoda Mana Mandate. She must feel ecstatic happiness when she sees this girl approaching her, and she understands right at the immediately, this is Krishna. But she plays along. Oh, welcome, Sakhi. Where have you come from? Oh, you're a singer. Can you sing something for me? Can you sing anything about that rascal Shyamasundara? Oh, no, he's not a rascal. I can sing so many beautiful songs to fill your heart with attraction for him. Oh, you try. Try and sing something. Well, that's very nice. But still, it doesn't elicit any attraction for him in my heart. Because you don't know, Sakhi. You're a Navasakhi. You don't know how nasty he really is. No, he's not nasty. I've heard of his glories. And then Radharani finally just embraces him and says, I know who you are. So this is Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai. This is the translation of Sri Radhakripa Kataksha Stavaraj by Lord Shiva. This is verse number 6, word for word understanding. Asheshahava bhava dira hira hara bhushite prabhutta shatta kumbha kumbha kumbhi kumbha shushtani prashasta manda hasya chorna purna sokya sagare kada karishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam kada karishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Asheshahava bhava dira hira hara bhushite prabhutta shatta kumbha kumbha kumbhi kumbha shushtani prashasta manda hasya chorna purna sokya sagare kada karishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Ashesha, limitless variety, hava, artistic, amorous gestures, bhava, ecstatic moods, dira, slow and gentle, hirahara, diamond necklace, bhushite, O Radhika, you are thus decorated, prabhut. So Radharani, O Radharani, you're decorated with diamond, by the diamond necklace of limitless feminine charms, like amorous gestures, ecstatic moods, and gentle mannerisms. Prabhutta, very plump, Shatta Kumbha, just like golden Kumbha vases, Kumbhi Kumbha, or like the temples of a young elephant. Sushtani, O you whose breasts are so nice. O Radhika, your breasts are plump like the purest golden water jugs, or like the cranial globes of a baby elephant. Prashasta manda hasya chorna purna sokya sagare. Prashasta, most praiseworthy, manda hasya, mild and gentle sweet smile, chorna, soft, fluffy pollen, purna, full of, sokya sagare. O Radhika, you're like an ocean of pleasant joy. O Radhika, you are like the swelling ocean of happiness, full of the soft pollen of your most praiseworthy, mild, sweet smile. Kada krishyasya mam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Oh, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of overflowing grace. Translation to verse number 7. Rinala vala vala rita ranga ranga dorlate latagra lasya lola nila lochanavalokane lalilan milan menogya mugta mohan ashrate kada krishya sihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Kada krishya sihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Mrinala vala vala rita ranga ranga dorlate latagra lasya lola nila lochanavalokane
Lalalan milan menogya mugda mohanashrite kada karishyasi hamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Mrinala, lotus stems, balavalari, fresh young creepers, taranga ranga, playfully swaying in the waves of a river. Dorlate, O Radhika, your arms move like this. O Radhika, your creeper-like arms rhythmically wave and flow like fresh young lotus stems in the ripples of a river. Latagra lasya lola nila lochanavalokane. Lata agra. The tips of creepers, lasya, feminine dance, lola, restlessly moving, nila lochan, your deep, beautiful blue eyes. Avalokane, your glance appears like this. O Radhika, your restless, roving glance of deep blue eyes dances seductively like vine tips in the breeze. Lalala, sportive frolics, lulat, playing and moving about. Milat, meeting together in great splendor. Manogya, fascinating. Mugda Mohan, completely enchanted Mohan. Sri Krishna, who is also quite fascinating himself. Ashrite, O Radhika, you are the shelter and refuge of Krishna. Kada, when, oh when, Krishyasi, will you make? Iha, here in Vrindavan. Kripa Kataksha, your special sidelong glance of mercy. Bhajanam, the object. O you whose playful frolics and alluring movements induce lovely meetings and fascinate Mohan himself to take refuge in your charms. O when, Radhika, will you make me the object of your sidelong glance of mercy? Text 8. Suvarna mali kanchita chireka kambu kandake Trisucha mangali guna chiratna deepta dhirati Salola nila kuntala prasuna gucha gumphate Kada karishyasyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Suvarna mali kanchita Chireka kambu kandake Chisutra mangali guna Chiratna deepti dirite Salola nila kuntala Prasuna gucha gumphate Kada krishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Suvarna, made of pure gold, a malika necklace, anchita, decorated with chireka, three lines. Kambu, kantage. Kambu, like a smooth conch shell. Kantage, your neck is like this. O Radhika, your smooth conch shell-like neck is marked with three lines and decorated with a pure golden necklace. Trisucha mangali, three strands of mangali gun, small jasmine flower garlands. Chiratna deepti didate. Chiratna, three jewels of diamond, emerald, and pearl. Deepti, brilliancy of beauty. Didate, you are so splendorous and effulgent auras. Salola nila kuntala. Salola, moving to and fro, nila, deep blue, kuntala, locks of hair. Your locks of hair moving to and fro. Prasuna gucha gumphate. Prasuna, flower blossoms, gucha, bunches, gumphate. Your hair is interwoven with these flower blossoms. O Radhika, you shine in the splendorous auras of your three-stranded necklace, which is woven with small jasmine garlands and decorated with the three jewels, diamond, emerald, and pearl. O Radhika, your flowing deep blue black locks are interwoven with bunches of colorful flower blossoms. Oh when, Radhika, will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Verse number 9. Nitamba bimbalamba mana pushpa mekalagone prashasta ratna kinkani kalapa madhya manjule karinda shunda dandika varoha soba goruke karakrishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam nitamba bimba lamba mana pushpa meka lagone prashasta ratna kinkani kalapa madhya manjule karinda shunda dandika varoha soba goruke kadakarishyasi amam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Nitamba, your hips, Radhika. Bimba, rounded. Lambaman, hanging suspended. Pushpa, flowers. Mekala gunne, decorated with such a belt. Mekala means belt. Prashasta. Oh, Radhika, your rounded hips are decorated with a belt of dangling flowers. Prashasta ratna. Prashasta, excellent. Ratna kinkani, jeweled tinkling bell ornaments around your waist. Kalapa, a collection. Madhya manjale, you are beautified by such a charming thin waist. Madhya manjule. Oh, Radhika, your charmingly thin waist is decorated by groups of super excellent, tiny, tinkling, jeweled waist bells. Ratna kinkini kalapa, madhya manjule. Karindra shunda, Kariindra, the king of elephants, shunda, the trunk, dandika avaroha, ascending, tapered, sobhaga, opulently beautiful, uruke, you whose thighs are like this, Radhika, your most beautiful thighs taper gracefully like the trunk of the king of elephants. When, oh when, Radhika, will you make me the object of your sidelong glance of mercy? Text 10. Aneka mantra nada manjunu paravra vaskalat samaja raja hamsa vamsa nikvanati gaurave vilola hema valari vidam vicharu chankrame karakarishya sihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Aneka mantra nada manjunu paravra vaskalat samaja raja hamsa vamsa nikvanati gaurave vilola hema valari vidam vicharu chankrame karakarishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Aneka, various types of mantra nada, sounds of sacred divine mantras, manju charming, nupura ankle bells, rava, vibrations, skalat, swinging as you walk. Your charming ankle bells, which are swinging as you walk, Radhika, they're vibrating various types of sacred divine mantras. Oh, Radhika, your most captivating ankle bells are resounding various Vedic mantras as you walk, and they possess super excellence. Why? Samaj Raja Hamsa. Samaj, like a group of Rajahamsa, royal swans, Vamsh, multitude of, Nikvanati, Nikvana, Nikvana, warbling sounds at the extreme, Gaurave, O you who possess such excellences. So not only that, but your captivating ankle bells resemble, this is another excellence of yours, your ankle bells, when they vibrate, they resemble the warbling of a flock of the most noble swans. Vilola, swaying, Himavalari, a golden creeper, Vidambi, putting to shame, Charu, most lovely, Chankrame, O you who moves in such a way. O Radhika, your most pleasant bodily movements put to shame the swaying dance of golden forest creepers moving in the breeze in the forest of Braj. Oh when, Radhika, will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of grace? Text 11. Ananta koti Vishnu loka nama Padma jarchite Himadrija paloma javirinchi javara prade Apara siddhi redi digda satpurangalina ke Kara karishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam Ananta koti Vishnu loka nama padma jarchite Himadrija paloma javirinchi javara prade Apara siddhi redi digda satpadangalina ke Kada karishya siyamam kripa kataksha vajanam Ananta koti, unlimited millions, Vishnu lok, universes created by Lord Vishnu, Namra, humbly bowing down, Padmaja, all the respective Lord Brahmas, born from the Padma, Archite, you are being worshipped. Oh, Radhika, you are being worshipped by unlimited millions of Lord Brahmas and the millions of universes created by Lord Vishnu. O Radhika, you're humbly bowed down to by all the Lord Brahmas and countless millions of universes created by Vishnu. Himadrija, born from the Himalayas mountain, the Adri, the mountains of Hima, snow, means Parvati. Palomaja, born as the daughter of Paloma, Indra's wife. Palomaja means Indra's wife, Shachi. Virinchija, Brahma's wife, Saraswati. Vara Prade, you can bestow Prade benedictions. O Radhika, you and you alone are capable of bestowing boons to Parvati, Shachi and Brahma, the wives of Shiva, Indra and Brahma, respectively. Apara siddhi vridi digda. Apara, boundless, unlimited, transcendental. Siddhi vridi. Siddhi, mystic divine perfections and vridi, wealth, unlimited wealth and power. Siddhi vridi, you increase divine perfections, digda, mixed in sat, transcendental, pada unguli, your toes, nake, toenails. Your toenails alone glow with an incredible radiance of boundless mystic perfections and opulent prosperities, unlimited siddhis and riddhis, wealth and powers coming just from your toenails. Please, O Radhika, when will you make me the object of your special sidelong glance of mercy here in Vrindavan? Text 12. Akeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Swadeshwari, Sureshwari, Triveda Bharatishwari, Pramana Shashaneshwari, Rameshwari, Shameshwari, Pramoda Kananeshwari, Brajeshwari, Brijadikpe, Shiradike, Namostute, Akeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Swadeshwari, Sureshwari, Triveda Bharatishwari, Pramana Shashaneshwari, Rameshwari, Shameshwari, Pramoda Kananeshwari, Brajeshwari, Brajadipe, Shiradike, Namostute, Brajeshwari, Brajadipe, Shiradike, Namostute, Brajeshwari, Brajadipe, Shiradike, Namostute. Amakka Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen of Vedic sacrifices. Kriya Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the Ishwara, controller and queen of all pious activities. Swada Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen of spontaneous natural tendencies. Sura Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen of all the demigods and demigoddesses. Tri Veda Bharati Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen and controller of all the learning and wisdom and knowledge found in the Rig, Yajur and Samavedas. Pramana Shashana Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen and controller of the enforcement of all scriptural principles. Praman Shashana. Rama Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen of every single goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. You are the queen and controller of them, Rama Ishwari. Shamishwari, O Radhika, you're the queen of all powers of forgiveness. Pramoda Kanana Ishwari, O Radhika, you are the queen of the most pleasure, the pleasure abode of Braja, Braja Kanana, the pleasurable forest in Vrindavan. Brajeshwari, you're the queen of Brajadam, Charasikosh, Vrindavan, Brajabhumi. Braja Adipe, O Radhika, you and you alone are the one and only authority who regulates our entrance into the eternal land of Braja Dham, Prem, Madhurya Prem Dham. O Sri Radhike Nama Astu, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you over and over again. Sri Radhike Namostu Te, Sri Radhike Namostu Te, Sri Radhike Namostu Te. O Ishwari, goddess of Vedic sacrifices, O Ishwari, goddess of all pious activities, O Ishwari, goddess of all that is natural and spontaneous, O Ishwari, goddess of all the demigods and goddesses, O Ishwari, goddess of all the knowledge of the three Vedas, O Ishwari, goddess of the enforcement of universal law, O Ishwari, goddess of all the goddesses of fortune, Lakshmi Devis. O Ishwari, goddess of forgiveness. O Ishwari, goddess of the most pleasurable forest in Vrindavan. O Ishwari Radha, goddess of the entire realm of Braj. O Ishwari Radhika, the one and only authority of Braj. O Sri Radhika, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto you. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandam. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandam. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandam. Jaya Jaya Shama, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandam. Jaya Jaya Shama, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavandam. Pavana Radhe, Pavana Sham, Pavana Sri Vrindavandam. Pavana Radhe, Pavana Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavandam. Pavana Radhe, Tero Nam, Pavana Shri Vrindavanam, Pavana Radhe Teronam, Pavana Shri Vrindavanam, Pavana Radhe Teronam, Pavana Shri Vrindavanam, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavanam, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanam, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Pavana Radhe Teronam, Pavana Shri Vrindavanam, Pavana Radhe Teronam, Pavana Shri Vrindavanam, Radhe Radhe Radhe, 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 Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanam, Pavana Radhe Teronam, Pavana Shri Vrindavanam, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavanam.